Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff to cover this hour. A big event going on in the Baltimore, D.C. area this weekend. A dive show going on there. We're going to find out what's going on. Also, Grenada. Right next to Grenada, there's this island of Carriacou. And we went there last year, and I got to say, it quickly became, after our quick 48-hour visit, one of my favorite places on the planet. And we're going to check in with Diane, who is, by the way, partially responsible with covering me in mud. And you think, why would I ever want to talk to her again after she did such shenanigans? Well, you'll find out a little bit later on today's show. But first, the scuba life. That's why we're here today, right? That's what Scuba Radio is all about. Well, you know, we're not the only ones jumping on this bandwagon. There's a group of divers that we know. I believe they're from the Jacksonville area, and they're working on a project, or actually have put together a new website about the scuba life. And Alan is on the line to talk to us about it. Alan, how you doing, buddy?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. Now, Alan, let's talk about this new project you guys have just launched, this Scuba Life. First of all, just what is it in a nutshell?
Well, Greg, it's a division of NASI Worldwide, and they're a new and exciting trading agency that's just come online, kind of a rebirth for them. They've been around for a long time.
Right.
But they have decided to deliver the life of a diver, whether it be an open water diver or a professional, a whole new way of looking at diving. Live, oh. Connect, Explore.
Live, Connect, Explore. You can check this out at scubalife.com online. Now, I know you guys are planning to launch this at Our World Underwater in Chicago officially to the masses. I mean, it was announced at the DEMA show, I believe. But now we're going to actually join you guys in Chicago and kind of debut this to the diving consumer world there at the event, right?
You bet. We're going to have a big booth there. We'll be showing everybody all of the functionality of becoming part of Scuba Life. We'll be debuting all of the new training material for NASI Worldwide. In addition to that, Team Scuba Race Team will be there as well.
Yes, yeah. Ray Black Jr. and the crew are going to be there with the race cars, and that's just a spectacle in itself to see. And that'll
correct.
Be one of the features there at Our World Underwater. Now, this Scuba Life thing, though, Alan, we're talking kind of abstractly, but why would someone listening right now want to be a part of this? Say, I mean, is it for dive instructors or for people just wanting to learn to dive, or both, or what?
It's for both. It's a way to learn how to dive through NASI Worldwide and Scuba Life. They provide a online training, online resources for travel, for equipment, for a social network of entry-level divers. And for the dive professional, we offer a unique way to market yourself to the new divers. We provide access for you to some of the best equipment manufactured today without the need of a physical location or stocking requirements. And we also provide a access to travel both for the open water diver, advanced diver, the recreational diver, as well as the professional who wants to organize trips and may not have enough people to get that discount. It's a community where he can team up with another diver somewhere in the Scuba Life Network, and everybody gets to go.
Interesting. All right, so it really is a one-stop shop for divers, whether you're learning to dive and want to get instruction, or if you're already an instructor, you can actually use this site as kind of like a online store for yourself to market yourself as an independent instructor with gear sales and everything else. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. The independent instructor will have a new dimension in his pocket. He can go to his laptop and log into Scuba Life and have all of these resources right at his fingertips. But don't forget about the store owner, too. There's a part in place for him as well. We're not forgetting how important that retail location is. And if you're a store owner out there and you have a fleet of instructors, this is still a way for you to connect to those wannabe divers.
Okay, so it really is kind of like a scuba portal that you guys put together there at scubalife.com. And basically, anybody who has any interest or, you know, business interest in diving could go there and be a part of this resource and use it to their advantage. Why has it taken so long to come up with an idea like this?
Well, and on that note, Greg, let me tell you, it's going to take just a little bit longer because the website is up, but the functionality of it is limited. We're going to debut that at Our World Underwater. It's projected to be live on the 19th of February.
Okay.
We've already seen the prototypes. We're in testing, so we know it's going to work out on the timeline. So we're really excited about that, and it's taken a long time. That's a very good question. We're not sure, but we love the idea, and everybody we've shared it with has joined the team. Has joined Scuba Life and become a part of it, whether they're a open water diver just looking for some fun and some people to dive with, the dive professional looking to expand his teaching base, or the retail store owner just tired of having to stock gobs and gobs of equipment to provide for his that one shopper that comes in. This gives him a way to reduce his inventory.
I gotcha. And also, like, if say you're a dive instructor or a dive star affiliated with a different agency, is there a pretty easy way to cross over in NASI and add that element to your repertoire, or what?
Absolutely, absolutely. Scott Evans, the executive president of NASI Worldwide, will be at Our World Underwater. He has a crossover special, and you don't have to teach NASI Worldwide to be part of Scuba Life. I think you'll want to once you see the materials and what we're doing over on that side of the game. But I don't want to steal Scott's thunder. So we'll leave that up to him, but you do have to cross over to NASI. You just don't have to teach NASI if you're comfortable with the agency you're with.
Got it. All right. Well, Alan, thanks for the update, and hey, I look forward to being in Chicago and making that major announcement live on the show. We'll do that right on Scuba Radio, won't we?
Well, that will be an exciting moment for both of us, and I hope everybody, all your listeners, come and visit us. We'll be in the back of the hall, but you can't miss us with the 52-foot transporter in the race team right next to us.
Yes, exactly. The mermaids have already asked me if we can do pictures of them on the Team Scuba hood of the car, doing a whole, like, white snake mermaid kind of thing. Are you game?
Absolutely, and I'm sure Ray Jr. will be, too.
Yes, I have a feeling that we won't get many objections from that curve. All right, Alan, thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg. You take care.
All right, so there you go. The Scuba Life, a new project from NASI Worldwide. A pretty cool little thing.
And the website is just scubalife.com.
But once again, it's not fully active yet.
Right.
It won't go live till the 19th, the day that we are broadcasting from Our World Underwater. Matter of fact, I'll try to orchestrate this where we can literally flip the switch live on the radio. That'd be kind of cool, wouldn't it, Bill?
That would be the best thing ever.
Maybe we have one of the mermaids flip the switch for the scuba life.
With their tail.
With their tail, of course! That could be their birthday present. No? Yeah.
Scuba life, get your tail. That could be their new slogan.
Maybe. Might happen. And if you haven't seen those team scuba, you know, NASCAR things, oh my God. It's quite a spectacle. The crew there in Chicago is going to have something definitely to take a picture of beyond the Scuba Radio Mermaids. I mean, let's be real. Why don't we bring the mermaids to these shows? Because people want to have their picture taken with a mermaid. That's the reality of it. But now you can add a NASCAR to it.
But they were good at lifting things.
You mean those two things?
No, I didn't mean lift and separate things. I just meant lifting and carrying. They were good schleppers.
Wranglers, that's what they're.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, settle down, what's a commotion? But you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of living emotion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
Yeah, so as you can see, we are getting ready for Our World Underwater in Chicago, one of my favorite dive events of the year. The first of the big dive events, February 18th through the 20th. There in Chicago, Pat Hammer is the man behind the madness of that event, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Pat, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Now, I know you just got back from doing some teaching. Where were you? You're some nice tropical place I think I saw on Facebook. Is that right?
I was at Stewart Coves in the Bahamas.
Well, there you go. That's not a bad place to get away to, I guess, from Chicago every now and then, huh?
Oh, my gosh, it was wonderful. And our foundation funded an IDC down there. So there's eight new instructors down there all taken care of through Our World Underwater Foundation.
Oh, really? So is it Our World Underwater thing that you were doing?
We fund a foundation called the Ralph Erickson Educational Foundation.
Right.
And we fund instructor development programs.
Excellent.
And it was great. It was a real honor to be there and do it. And we've got eight Bahamians down there that are now instructors. So it's really exciting.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys do a lot of great work with Our World Underwater. I mean, we probably don't talk about the charitable element of that event as much as we should, because you run a really nice silent auction. And, you know, we're throwing in our 2 cents to help out a little bit with a few giveaways for some of the folks. But that's
well,
one
the
of
the trip is wonderful. Yeah. It's a great trip.
Yeah, we got a trip from Explore Ventures to give away to any of their destinations, with the exception, I believe, of the Galapagos. But you can go to the Turks and Caicos, Bahamas, several.
Can they go to the Maldives?
I don't remember how we phrased it, but I think it's a voucher up to like $2,000, which covers most of their live aboard trips.
Gotcha.
And I think it does cover Maldives, actually. But yeah, we're giving that away. They just have to go to the show and buy a raffle ticket, and that's one of the prizes that they can have a shot at. Right, Pat?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And the silent auction, is that what benefited this instructor training thing, or was that a separate Our World Underwater charitable element?
We have two charities. One is the Tim Riley Foundation, which benefits local aquatic education and programs here.
Right.
And then we have the Erickson Foundation that benefits instructor development throughout the Caribbean.
Nice. Well, it's all about...
And in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, it's a way to give back, and they do a really great job there in Chicago with that. And I just like going. And I said this earlier on the show, Pat, that out of all the shows and dive events that we go... believe it or not, it's not the weather or the fact that my flight might get delayed coming out of Chicago or going into Chicago, or the tons of snow that's on the ground, or, you know, the fact that it's, you know, 3 below or whatever. Believe it or not, that's not what's drawing me to the area. It's the people that I keep coming out and hanging out with up there in Chicago. You guys love your diving, very dedicated, and it's very infectious, and it's a great way to start off the year. Even from a Florida boy like myself.
So what you're saying is that it's not the cold weather that draws you there, it's the infections.
you got me.
Plus I'd say that. Come on, you're making a bad picture here.
Yeah, no, it's not bad.
Well,
at all.
Actually, though, Pat, and I know you've been listening to the show, so you know this already, but I'll tell everybody else that may have missed it. Mermaid Tony's going to be there. She's going to have her mirthday at...
At Our World Underwater.
And I don't want to put any too much pressure on you, but she's coming almost directly from the Das Boot Show in Dusseldorf.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
From Germany to Chicago.
Some good beer.
You got good beer there in Chicago. She brought up the brats and stuff, and I'm like, hey, you know, they got that in Chicago. They like their beer in Chicago.
I think you're going to need to assign someone
Chicago,
to just keep shoving bratwurst into her face.
Isn't Chicago like the U.S. version of Germany?
Reasonably close. At least a third of the population wears lederhosen, don't they?
Maybe.
Yeah.
After a certain time, I believe they do. I think there's like a curfew before that you're
like
not allowed
after
to...
11?
Right. I think it might be. But anything goes. I mean, but yeah.
You know, some nice restaurants, it's a jacket and tie required, but in Chicago, you're claiming lederhosen is required.
Well, I'm just saying. I've seen it happen before in Our World Underwater. They get a little crazy, those Chicagoland divers, don't they, Pat?
Oh, unbelievable sometimes.
Yeah.
And we got that Cayman party Saturday night.
Yeah.
I got a feeling, you know, Puck's playing there, you know.
That's right. The Scuba Cowboys coming along to provide some entertainment. Absolutely.
Yep, so that's going to be happening Saturday night, so you're going to see some craziness at the Hyatt.
Yes, no telling what will happen. But once again, that's what draws me to the air. I love hanging out with the Chicagoland divers. They're very passionate, you know, it's, like I said, it's fun to hang out with these people that just really value the fact that they get to dive, and maybe that, you know, during the winter months they may have to travel. What's the number one dive site in Chicago there, Pat?
O'Hare International.
Yeah, O'Hare.
Yeah, I think that was Pat who told me that many years ago. But it's a great place to go. So you got the Cayman party Saturday night. Is that the film festival too? Is that going on?
So the film festival is a Friday and Saturday night. The Cayman party's after the Saturday night film festival.
Got it. Okay, so we got Pat Putt playing for that. We'll have our mermaids on display. I know you got the race car on display. And what other kind of things are going on this weekend weekend that'll be a little unique?
We have a unique unveiling of a headpiece, a headstone. That's, we can't say over the radio here who it is, but there's an unveiling of a statue Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Really?
And then we've got a couple new shipwrecks that have been found out in the Great Lakes there.
Is the name just really dirty? That's why you can't say it?
No, it's not that dirty, buddy.
Oh, okay.
We want people to be surprised when we take it off. This thing weighs like 3,000 pounds.
Wow.
It's a big, you know. Made
is it William Howard
it's a
Taft?
Beautiful piece.
Yeah, and so okay, so we'll announce that when we do our show live from the show floor. We'll find out what's going on.
Right? Is it Mermaid Tony? Because she's not really that heavy.
Oh yeah, God forbid! Don't talk about her weight. Pat knows.
You know what's interesting? You got Paul Cater Deaton doing something on lionfish.
Oh yeah,
about lionfish.
Is it recipes?
It looks like it's going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah,
is it recipes for the lionfish?
it's not just eat them. Come on.
Yeah. It's studying them, find out what's going on with them, I guess, right?
It'll right.
Be educational.
Right.
And there might be a recipe in there, too. Who knows? We'll have to find out. That's the thing. We'll go and experience this whole thing and just have fun with our Chicago land divers. I'm really looking forward to it, Pat. It's always a great time. OurWorldUnderwater.com. Make sure you do not miss it. February 18th through the 20th, and we'll be broadcasting Scuba Radio live from the show floor that Saturday afternoon. So come on by and say hi. Now, we do have a mirth day to celebrate, two of them, which is this one-year anniversary or one-year mirth day of two of our mermaids there, Pat. So I'm looking for suggestions on what to do for these girls because it is a milestone in their mermaidian career.
But you can't steal mine. I'm going to be dressed as Marilyn Monroe and sing Happy Mirth Day to them.
Well, do we want to do something special for him? I've got some ideas.
He's got some ideas. Hopefully they won't be as disturbing as what Bill just described. But you'll have to tune in on the 19th and find out.
The breeze, it's blowing up my skirt.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer. And so we got Our World Underwater in Chicago happening in here in a couple weeks. However, going on this weekend in the D.C. Baltimore area is another dive show event, and our buddy Pete from Scuba Board is there on site as we speak. Pete, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. A little cold.
A little cold. Well, all I can say is I'm glad I'm not you, because I'm in Orlando, Florida today. It's about 75, so in your face, loser. No, that wasn't really. I didn't mean
Dude,
that.
Dude, I got the drive-through snowmageddon on Wednesday night.
You have the what?
Drive-through snowmageddon on Wednesday night. You heard about that? Saw all that blizzard that was happening up here in Baltimore area?
Yeah.
I drove through that.
He drove through snowmageddon.
Yeah, for those people who don't know, Pete is kind of like the John Madden of the dive industry. He won't fly. He has to drive everywhere. And so you made it, evidently. I mean,
I did.
Any big issues? It was just fun, kind of sliding along up there to Baltimore,
you know,
or what?
I didn't do much sliding. In fact, I have an all-wheel drive with traction control in my Honda Ridgeline. I just did, I didn't slide at all.
You didn't slide enough.
It was super. I just went through it. Other people flipped to the left or the right.
Sliding it up, right.
I loved it.
No fishtailing for Pete there from Scuba Board. All right, well, the D.C. dive show going strong this weekend, right, Pete?
We are, and one of the main attractions here is Dan Orr, who's here with Dan, Divers Alert Network, and he's with me right now if you'd like to talk with him.
Well, I'll tell you what, hold the line. We got to take a quick break, and then we will talk to Dan Orr. As a matter of fact, Dan's going to be on our live aboard trip in September in Saba, St. Kitts.
Dan Orr, the man who learns nothing from traveling with us.
Yeah, well,
he's coming back.
Short-term memory loss, I think, or long-term, short-term, I don't know. He forgot how bad it was. Or maybe he fell down.
I'll remind him.
It's all coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The undersea world certainly is full of wonders.
It was April the 41st. Being a quadruple leap year, I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal?
Okay, we will. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We have Pete from Scuba Board. He is at the D.C. Baltimore Dive Show. I don't know if he's handed off the phone to Dan Orr from Divers Alert Network yet.
He did.
He did. Dan Orr is with us. How you doing, Dan? Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right.
So what are you seeing there at the dive show in D.C., other than a bunch of cold, cold divers trying to stay warm?
Well, actually, it's been very, very well attended. And I'll tell you, one of the exciting things about it is there are people coming from everywhere. I was talking to Brad Noll a little while ago, and they had a guy that came down from Maine to go to the show.
Yeah.
I've seen a number of people that came from the New Jersey area, near beneath the sea, from Florida, from all over. So,
really?
I mean, there are a lot of people that have come to the show.
Well, excellent. Well, I mean, obviously, it's a very a huge area to draw a lot of divers from. And what else are they going to do? They're buried in snow. They can get out of their house.
I know. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a hard time getting up here because our flight was canceled out of Raleigh-Durham because of all the delays.
Interesting. So what are you doing there at the show yourself, Dan? Just kind of...
Well, I just finished doing a presentation called Diver Fatalities, When Bad Things Happen to Good Divers.
Oh, I've seen that presentation.
It was actually a very well-attended presentation. It's the one I'm going to be giving down there at the Diving Museum in Alamada.
Oh, yeah, that'll be, that's in a couple weeks, actually.
On the 16th of February.
16th of February, there at the Diving History Museum down there in Isla Morada. Definitely go check it out, 7 p.m.
If you're ever on a liveaboard dive trip and you want to have some real fun in the galley area one night, invite Dan Orr along and say, hey, bring your fatalities presentation.
Well, I try to make it as enjoyable as I possibly can, even though it is a tough subject.
It is a tough subject, but you do an excellent job with it. And is that the same? You know, we're going to do this again in September. I don't know if you realize this or you forgot about the fact that you committed to this already, Dan.
I know. In fact, we're looking forward to it.
Yes, we are too. I can't wait to hang out with you again there in September, there in Saba, St. Kitts. But do you know what kind of seminar you might give then, or similar type thing, or we'll have to wait till we get closer to the event?
It's probably going to be something similar. Probably something having to do with Dan accident data, and also be some dive safety lectures, too. I may do the one I did on equipment. I also have one that we talk about dive computers. So there are a couple different ones that I can choose from.
Excellent.
And I'll bring them all.
And I remember you promising me that at no point in time were you going to update that from any pictures from our trip.
Well, yeah. I mean, they won't be able to see your face, at least.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
We're used to those pictures with the little black boxes across our eyes.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. So,
but we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time.
Good deal. So what's on your agenda other than coming back down here for this event in the Keys in a couple of weeks? Are you hanging out there in that area for a few days or what?
Well, I'll be there for a day or two, and then I have to go from there up to All World Underwater in Chicago, and then I go from there to New Orleans for Underwater Intervention and Commercial Dive Show, and then I go from there to Texas for the Texas Dive Show.
So you're pretty much not doing anything these days.
That's right, except taking up space on an airplane.
Yes, exactly, racking up those frequent flyer miles. So
exactly.
So the D.C. Dive Show, is this the first time it's been in this area or what? I'm not real sure.
No. The D.C. Dive Show is normally in
totally
different place.
I'm not sure how many years, though.
Yeah. Well, I thought maybe this was a new location for this. Well, I don't know. I was thinking it was at a new location this year.
Yeah, I think they moved it from closer to D.C. out here to Baltimore, and this venue is really nice. It's a huge convention center, and it's really a nice area. Very convenient to the hotels, and the venue itself is really good. In fact, there's an Orioles baseball fan fest going on here at the same time.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, that must be taking up a lot of space. Where are you going to put those 40 guys?
Yeah, don't get Bill started on the whole baseball thing. He's not a fan of that. Or I'm not a fan of hearing him talk about that. Dan, tell me this. What do you notice as far as the people that are attending the show? Are they any different than what we'd see at Our World Underwater or some of the other dive shows, Divers or Divers? Or are you seeing any kind of regional type of difference in their mentality when it comes to going underwater?
No, I don't think there's a tremendous amount of difference. I mean, these people, like the people we see at Beneath the Sea or All in Water, are active, avid divers. And so what they're doing is they're looking for every bit of information to make them better divers and make them take advantage of the opportunities that there are around the world for diving. And they've been very interested in all of the different travel groups here because they're looking, I think, for different places to go and go diving.
They basically want to get the hell out of there, don't they?
Get away from all the snow.
Exactly. Who could blame them? Who could blame them? All right. Well,
yeah,
Dan,
I wouldn't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Dan, I'll let you get back to it. I know you got a lot of folks to say hi to there in the area, and we appreciate you taking a little time giving us an update here on the big show today, okay?
Okay. Well, you guys take care, and I'll give the phone back to Pete.
All right.
Pete, take care. See you soon.
You got it. We will indeed. Once again, he's going to be... down there in Isla Morada at the Diving History Museum. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man.
So, Dan,
you know, they've got the temperature cranked up in this building. I don't even have a jacket on.
Really? So it feels nice and balmy inside the convention center there in Baltimore, huh?
It is nice and balmy in here. Of course, we got hot chicks like Abby around to make it even hotter.
Well, yes. I mean, boy, is she standing by right there, obviously, if you
said
that.
She is standing right by here, blushing at the comments I just made.
Really? I can't believe that. She knows it's all true.
Is she blushing or is
here,
she mad?
I'll put Abby on there and you can see her blush on the radio.
Okay. Abby.
Hello, Greg.
Abby, are you blushing seriously again?
Well, you know, it's just really hot in this room. That's all it is. You know me. I don't get embarrassed that easily.
I bet it's hot in there, you sexy beast, you. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah,
I'm just joking.
Maybe it's me. Maybe it's just me. Who knows?
Yeah, you know. Pete obviously trying to work it. Is it working for you?
Well, you know, Pete's a smooth talker. I mean, we were just discussing that, you know, he knows everybody and anyone at these shows, and he's got the best dive gear and got connections everywhere. So he's, you know, definitely sucking up to the folks at Dan.
Yes.
You know, can't blame him.
Yeah, he can't. Definitely. Now, I know, Dan just gave us the update on what's been going on up there at the show. Are you guys, like, showcasing the stuff that you announced at DEMA, like these new Dan O2 packs and things like that at the show, or what?
We are. We've actually had a really good reception here as well with the new product. So we have the new Dan First Aid Backpack. The delivery will be here at the end of March. So everyone that's placed a pre-order should be getting those within the next few weeks, actually.
Got it. What about that new location device? What is that thing that the guy from the Nautilus Explorer was showcasing at the DEMA show? Are you guys doing that there, too?
Yes, we are. We're doing pre-orders for those as well. That's the Nautilus Explorer Lifeline.
Yes, the Lifeline, exactly.
Yes, absolutely. And so it's a DPS radio for divers or for anyone who's actually out there on the water. It's a two-way radio. It's a pretty amazing product, and we are showcasing those as well. And we'll have all of these new products at every show throughout the season. So whether we're in Chicago, whether we're in Jersey, on the West Coast, if Dan is at a show, you need to stop by, come see us, and check out all the new products.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Abby, thanks for the update, and we'll let you get back to it. And, trying to make sure Pete doesn't hit on you too much, any more than you want him to.
I'm trying my best, Greg, but we'll see all of you guys out on the road soon.
You got it. There you go. Abby from Divers Alert Network. Good friend of the show. And we'll sync up with her at Our World Underwater in Chicago as well. She's one of our original mermaids, by the way, but don't tell anyone. We try to keep that on the down low.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, she tries to keep it on the down low.
Yeah, well, who could blame her?
Right.
Yeah, who would want to be associated with our crew?
That's a good point.
We don't want to be associated with our crew.
Most of the time.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Grenada. You ready to go?
Oh, I am ready. Bags are packed. When do we leave?
We're not going to go. We're going to go to Carriacou instead. Deanne is on the line. How you doing, Deanne?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm great. I keep thinking about our visit to Carriacou last year. and how we went to the island, went diving, and then you threw mud all over us. Now, that was a
and
welcome.
And I'm just looking forward to put some more on you again.
Yes. Now, does that not sound like an inviting
Actually, it sounds like just the sort of thing I'd like to do. I'd love to throw mud on you. They were pressure washing outside. I'm going to go see if I can find some right outside.
Yeah, we will explain this, I promise. But Carriacou, Sister Island of Grenada, a beautiful, beautiful place. And a Lumba Dive is the dive operation Deanne is with. And Deanne, you've been diving much lately or what?
Almost every day.
Every day? We've been talking to all these people that are at dive shows, snowed in Germany and Chicago and all this stuff. And then she's in a warm water destination like Carriacou. I like the way this is going now.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
We got to
get down.
One of the best places to get down on the planet, if you ask me, is Grenada and Carriacou. These two islands down there in the... it's the Lesser Antilles chain. Is it right, Deanne? Am I saying that right?
Oh, you're right.
Okay. I'm getting my geography right, slowly but surely.
The Greater Antilles are the large islands of Hispaniola, Puerto Rico, Cuba.
Right. So this is the lesser. So they're less.
The smaller ones.
Yeah. They're lesser.
Yes.
And further south.
Well, not all of them are further south, but okay.
Okay. They're farther south from where we are in the States.
Yes, they are substantially farther south.
And, you know, the diving there just blew me away. I honestly didn't know much about Carriacou before our last trip down there. They said, hey, you know, we know you're coming to Grenada. This is your second time to the area. We need you to pop over to our sister island, Carriacou. There's some people there you need to meet, and they want some diving, want to take you to some dive sites. And so they hooked us up with Deanne and a couple of the other operators there on the island. And I got to say, Deanne, I know we've talked about this at least once or twice since our trip. But, you know, I was blown away by what you guys showed us there in Carriacou, right? You know
that. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, and now I know why you guys went to this little remote island. It was the same kind of thing. You went there and you said, oh, my gosh, this is paradise. We might as well just live here and start showing some other folks what they have to offer here underwater, let alone topside, I'm guessing, right?
Exactly, Greg, because when we came the first time to visit the dive center that was in sale, we just felt in love with the island now, with the underwater world that we were seeing and also with the people of the island.
Yes. Yeah, the people are very nice. And but, you know, the topside scenery there in Carriacou, like the beaches and stuff, are literally second to none. There was one place, I don't remember which beach it was, but we went to one beach where they evidently have filmed several of the Corona beer TV commercials. Is that right?
It is right.
All right, so just so I understand then, based on that little bit of information, I'm going to make a couple of guesses. Carriacou is to the west?
It's the
northwest.
Upper the Grenada, north of Grenada, but it's the lower part of the Grenadines. We're on the south of the Grenadines, the last islands of the Grenadines.
But you're to the west of Grenada.
Yeah, northwest.
North of Grenada.
Yeah, it's
okay,
more north.
So it's north, okay.
Slightly west.
Well, here's why I was thinking it was to the west, because it couldn't have been to the east, because then you'd see Grenada. And those beer commercials are all shot at sunset.
Oh, good point. Well, the end of the beaches face several different. They got.
Well, I understand, but I'll bet you the beer commercials are shot at sunset. You don't do sunrise beer commercials.
Well, maybe they do. It could be Hollywood magic. I don't. Well, honestly, they don't need to.
But actually, guys, sometimes from our Tyrrell Bay, from the bay where we live, when the time is clear, when the weather is clear, you can really see the Round Island and also Grenada behind it.
Yeah.
When it's really clear, you can't see Grenada.
Yeah, it's not that far. It's just a couple-hour ferry ride from one island to the other.
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah. It was an easy run from Grenada to get over to Carriacou. So definitely something you need to add to the itinerary. If you're heading to that part of the world doing some diving in Grenada, make sure you add Carriacou to the itinerary. And I know you guys are offering some special packages now that do just that, right?
Exactly. In a partnership with Aquanauts in Grenada, we're now offering a 2-island-in-7-nights holiday, which is a 4 nights, 5 dives in Grenada, which is the capital of the wreck of the Grenadine, and 3 nights and 5 days into the Reef Island, which is the definition of Carriacou name. So it's 5 dives in Carriacou, 5 dives in Grenada.
Nice.
So you can see what Grenada has to offer the most, the wreck and the reef.
The wreck and the reef. Yeah, they got the reefs on Carriacou and the wrecks. They're off of Grenada, like the Bianca Sea that we are always talking about here on the show.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you go to lumbadive.com, that's the name of the dive operation that Deanne and Richard work at, lumbadive, lumbadive.com. You can get information on that special and many, many more. Now, what about this MPA thing that you guys just put into effect there on the island? What's the latest with that?
Okay, the latest with that is the application of the rule number 6, which says that anybody who wants to do diving, they need to be diving with a local operator. So around Carriacou, there's like 3 operators, so you need to reserve the service of one of the operators to go diving within the park limit.
Got it. So this marine protected area that they've set up around Carriacou, which is definitely a good thing, because trust me, they got some serious reefs and a marine life to protect in that part of the world. It's very pristine, and it's good to see that you guys have taken that effect or taken that step to protect it. It's now set up where they have to dive with one of the official operators in the park, and then there's aren't going to be some fees eventually associated with it as well, right? Or are you still working through that?
Right, eventually, but the fees are not been set yet, so it's still free for now, except that you still have to use the service of one of the local operators.
All right, so get in there while you don't have to pay a fee. Save a few extra bucks that way and apply it to your Your what's that booze that we had on Carriacou that is like flammable?
Oh, you mean the rum?
Yes. What was that? Iron something?
The Jack Iron Rum.
Jack Iron Rum. Oh, my God. It'll get you there quicker.
You don't want to drink that. It's too strong.
Oh, you put that in your car. Now you tell me. Oh, jeez. I knew there was a trick. They were punking us when we visited. But it was tasty stuff. Definitely got you there faster. LumbaDive.com. Go dive there with Deanne and Richard. They are a fun group of folks. They'll throw mud on you during your service interval. It's like a spa treatment. It's all good. Trust me. It's all fun. There's pictures up at ScubaRadio.com. You can check it out for yourself. All right. That'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better. Where, Bill?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
You know how to wheel here. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.